Hi, this is Alison from Sanctuary, and I'm guiding you through a meditation on John chapter 5, verses 1 through 9, where Jesus encounters a paralyzed man by a pool and has an interesting conversation with him. So make yourself comfortable. Perhaps you might like to close your eyes, and let's go on an imaginative journey together. So you're lying by the pool and you're daydreaming a little. Clouds are scudding across the sky. Your eyes are gently closed. The sun dances across your face. Shades of light and dark flicker across your eyelids. You're half asleep, half awake. And as you doze, you hear the gentle lapping of water against the pool wall. You hear the click of a cane as someone shuffles past. You hear the murmur of low voices. Every now and then there is a rustle of cloth and a soft groan as someone rearranges their aching limbs, trying to find their ease. The stone beneath your mat is cool, but the heat of the day warms your joints. You don't move. This state of suspended animation is very comfortable. You have been here a long time, longer than you can really remember. This place is familiar. This place is home. Most days people leave a little food in your begging bowl, a piece of fish, a lump of bread, a dried fig or two. Occasionally you nod your thanks. It is enough. It is enough. As you lie there, motionless and dreaming, you hear the sudden rushing of the wind. The stirring is beginning, the stirring of the waters which can heal you. But to get there first, you'll need help to move. You'll need to ask for assistance. And there is nobody. At least, nobody you care to ask. And the sun is so warm and the mat is so comfortable. And the asking is so much effort. And who knows if it will work anyway. And what would you do if you were healed? You lie there quiet and still. Let someone else do the asking. Let someone else go in the water today. Let someone else be made whole. Let someone else be made whole. Do you want to be made whole? The voice shatters your reverie. Do you want to be made whole? He asks again. Surreptitiously, you open your eyes and squint. A man is standing there looking at you. Nobody looks at you. Even those people who drop food in your begging bowl always avert their gaze. But here he is looking and looking. His gaze is steady and knowing and gentle and true. He sees right into you. He sees just how long you have been lying there, paralyzed. He sees all the people you've pushed away. He sees all those times you've heard the rushing of the wind and the stirring of the waters and have not asked for help. All those times you have not asked for healing. But again, he asks, do you want to be made whole? Your mind races in confusion. This place is familiar. This place is home. You know this mat, this stone, this sun, this pool, these scraps from other people's tables. And it's the Sabbath day, a day of rest. You've been here for years. Surely you can rest a little longer. And what will the authorities do if you break the law and are healed on the Sabbath? And you wonder again, what does healing mean anyway? Finding work? Building relationships? Taking on responsibilities? He's still waiting. He says, "Sir, nobody looks after me. Nobody helps me into the pool, and if I try myself, people always push past me. I never get there first. I never will." But the question lingers. Do you want to be made whole? Do you? Do you really? Do you want to be healed from those wounds which block you and hobble you and paralyze you and diminish you? Do you want to stand on your own two feet? Do you want real relationship? Do you want responsibility? Are you willing to risk conflict? What blocks you? What are you afraid of? What will you need to leave behind? What blocks you? What are you afraid of? And what will you need to leave behind? Do you want to be made whole? Perhaps you think yes, perhaps you think no. Perhaps you have no idea, and your mind is still in turmoil. Whatever, the man smiles as if hope is something he has in bucketfuls. "Get up," he says, "get up and take your mat and walk." Straight away you feel the warmth in your limbs and the tingling in your spine and the strength in your muscles and the fullness in your heart. Whatever was holding you back is gone. You are full of new life. You've been made whole. Everything in you is alive again. You get up and you take your mat and you begin to walk. No hobbling, no limping, no crutches. Just you, on your own two feet, standing tall. You take a step, then two, then three, then suddenly you're striding. And you stride slap bang into responsibility and trouble. That's all for today. I hope it's given you something to ponder. Thanks for listening, and God bless you as you walk in the paths of the Lord. Amen.